Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. Today, it is just me and you on the show. No youth will be joining us, but I have a great one for you. Anyways, we're going to do a lot of cool stuff. We're going to read some community events. We're going to go into some cool fun facts. We're going to do a tier list. And we're going to go into some inspirational quotes from two people who I will reveal to you when the time comes. So stick around if you're interested in that. We're also going to play a lot of good music too. So I'll do half of the community events now. And then I'm going to play a song and I'm going to do the rest of them. Starting off, we got the Clear Mind Club. This is a free after-school club for ages 10 to 15 at the Caro Library. The Clear Mind Club is a fun after-school space to make art, play games, and use your voice. It is going to be 4 to 6 p.m. every first and third Thursday of the month. This is at the Caro Library, and the perks include, on the poster, it says leadership, skills, snacks, and swag. Community service hours, so that's really important too, especially if you're on the 14-15 end range, because that will count for high school guys, and you need those to pass high school, so that's cool right there too. Other perks are to build an inclusive community and to support your friends, and you guys can just show up there pretty much if you have a guardian willing to drive you, or if you're in Caro and you're close enough to the library, you can just walk if your parents or guardians give you permission to. But yeah, that's pretty cool. We also have the Two Brothers Hauling and Junk Removal Christmas Toy and Clothing Drive. So they're doing this for the Edith Casey Foundation. They're going to be accepting new toys, hats, gloves and jackets, and more. And this is going to be at 300 Fairview Ave, Hudson, New York, 12534, at 11:30:25 and 12:01:25, 3 to 7 p.m. So on the last day of November and the first day of December from 3 to 7 p.m. So yeah, that's pretty cool. If you guys have any extra stuff that you want to donate, you guys can drop on by for that. It's for a good cause, so I thought I would list it. And we have two more, but we're going to take a little break. And we're going to go into Mirror by Kendrick Lamar. And then we're going to read them. They're also just as cool, so hope you guys stick around. And without further ado, let's get into the music.
Relevant to giving no profit. Personal gain of my pain is nonsense. Darling, my demons is off the leash for a mosh pit. Baby, I just had a baby, you know she need me. Working on myself for counseling is not easy. Don't you point a finger, just to point a finger. Cause critical thinking is a deal breaker. Faith in one man is a ship sinking. Do yourself a favor and get a mirror that mirror grievance. They pointed at me so the reflection can mirror freedom. She told me that she need me the most, I didn't believe her. She even called me names on a post, the world can see it. Jokes and gaslighting, mad at me cause she didn't get my vote. She say I'm trifling, disregarding the way that I cope with my own vices. Maybe it's time to break it off, run away from the culture to follow my heart.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. That song was Just Mirror by Kendrick Lamar, one of my personal favorites by him. I really like the Mr. Morale album as a whole, but enough about that, although he is a wonderful musician. We got two more community events to list off. So first, we have the Christmas Craft Fair This is going to be at the Community Life Church on West Main Street in Catskill, 20 West Main Street to be specific. So yeah, it's going to be a holiday craft fair. It's annual. There's going to be over 40 vendors as well. It says they're going to have pottery, jewelry, baked goods, woodwork, home decor, and so much more. So that's pretty cool. I wanted to give that a nice shout out. And we also have Free Play Fridays with Miss Jess and Miss Bathsheba at the Palinville Library at Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Every Friday, I believe. Join them as they gather for a casual morning of fun. The suggested ages are 1 through 5. So, those are the community events for today. I feel like later on in the show, we might list them off again. But for now, we have a tier list to get into. So this tier list is going to be about health supplements, specifically geared towards working out. But even if you don't work out, these are all the supplements that can just really help your health. There's going to be a list of criteria that I judge them off of, and I'm going to give them a grade, like in school. So there's going to be S for super, but other than that, there's A, B, C, and D. And it's just corresponding to what grade you would get in school based off of how good you did. And I'm going to be judging these based off price, health benefits, and side effects. So first off, we have creatine. This is the most researched supplement. It's very safe to take if you're 18 or above. And it's just pretty good, to be honest. The only downside I can think of is you just have to drink more water when you first start taking it, because it might dehydrate you a bit. Because what it does is it just pools water towards your muscles. So yeah, if you drink water though, that shouldn't be a problem. It's the easiest side effect to just get rid of. You just got to get a cup of water, bruh, throughout the day. But yeah, it's researched pretty well, and it's shown that in a year, people who took creatine developed 33% more muscle mass if they worked out than people who also worked out but did not take creatine. So that's pretty huge as well. So because of that, it's an easy S tier. So many benefits. Not only is it good for working out, but it's good for your brain health as well. It helps with memory, and it also helps with performance on very little sleep. So if you're somebody who is struggling to get sleep, this is great as well. Honestly, very little side effects. Like I said, you might just have to drink more water, and then you'll be good, really. Yeah. Next off, and oh, by the way, I'm not a medical professional. Always speak to your doctor before taking something. It could interfere with medication, or if you're somebody who is prone to the side effects, for example, caffeine. If you're somebody who has anxiety, then caffeine may not be a good supplement for you. Then yeah, don't take it. And that's why it's always important to talk to your doctor first. This is just my opinions and my experience. Next off, we have BCAAs. I'm putting this in a solid B tier. It's only fitting BCAAs start with a B, but that's not the only reason. It's just helps protein develop muscle. If protein was the building block, then BCAAs would be like the worker putting it together. This is especially good if you're a vegetarian or vegan, because a lot of plant proteins will lack amino acids, even if it does have protein, and amino acids really help contribute towards muscle growth. Next off, I'm going to be putting this one at a B tier as well. Realistically, a B minus, if you want to say, is ashwagandha. Now, there's not much research on long-term use of ashwagandha, but it's been studied in a clinical trial up to, I believe, 3 to 6 months, and it's pretty safe, they've seen. It could also help improve testosterone in men by reducing cortisol. Cortisol being the stress emotion. Being stressed out just lowers your testosterone naturally. So yeah, that's pretty interesting as well. It also helps if you have anxiety or stress. It may help. Obviously, no two people are the same. But in my experience, it seemed to help me. So yeah, I'm going to put that in a B tier. The only reason it's not getting an A tier is really there's not too much long-term research, which can be a little bit scary. Next off, we have caffeine. Caffeine, I almost want to put it on S tier, but there's one flaw about caffeine that's stopping it from getting S tier. And a lot of people can drink caffeine and then still sleep, or rather fall asleep fine, but it will prevent them from getting into the deep stages of REM sleep, where your body really repairs muscle tissue and all of that. Muscle tissue, that's where your brain starts forming memories. There's so much different fun facts about sleep I could list off, and caffeine just impedes that significantly, I would say. So because of that, I can't give it S tier, but boy, is it useful. I mean, I'm willing to bet a lot of people listening to this have a caffeine addiction, and I probably have one too. It's probably one of the most common addictions. There's not as much of a stigma around it as certain other drugs, but at the end of the day, caffeine is still a drug, and maybe because it is very easy to develop a caffeine addiction, I will put it in B tier. That, and because it can affect REM sleep, but if it didn't have any side effects, I would put it S tier. It's goated for that reason. And we're going to do one more, and then we're going to go into another song break, because I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing me yapping about health supplements. Unless you care about your health, then you're one of the smart ones, my friend. And if you do care about your health, you should start taking whey protein, S tier. So they say you should have around 0.4 to 0.7 grams of protein per pound of body weight, I believe. I'm gonna double check that just so I don't give you guys any false information, but I believe so. 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight. See, I don't understand kilograms super well, so we're gonna find one that's per pounds. Okay. So yeah, 0.3 to 0.7 grams per pound of body weight. But yeah, protein's super important. Not only does it help muscle health, it helps brain health as well. A lot of people aren't getting enough protein. And a lot of whey proteins also come with branched-chaining amino acids, BCAAs, which are also super great for health. Honestly, I believe if you have kidney issues, that's the only reason not to take whey powder. But I can't think of any other health side effects listed with it, personally. And I've done my research on these things. Yet again, I am no expert, though. And you should always talk to your doctor before going on a new supplement. So yeah, now we're going to go into another song. And when we come back, I feel like we're going to do some inspirational quotes. I hope you guys have been enjoying the show so far. And now we will go into Petrichor by T.
lonely sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger or brotherhood.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we're getting into some motivational quotes. I have two different authors, and authors is a term that doesn't describe their greatness. Of course, they wrote a little bit, but they're both recognized for more different better things. We have Nelson Mandela and Viktor E. Frankl. So we're gonna go into a brief description of both of them, and then we're gonna read some of their quotes. So first off, we have Viktor E. Frankl. Viktor Emil Frankl was an Austrian neurologist, psychologist, philosopher, and Holocaust survivor who founded Logotherapy, a school of psychotherapy that describes a search for life's meaning as the central human motivational force. So that's a brief sentence, you know, a brief introduction to his biography. You can read it if you want. That's very, very surface level information about him. But he's a very inspirational person, in my opinion. Surviving something so terrible and still being strong enough to help others find their meaning for life is just huge, honestly. And I really like some of his inspirational quotes too. We're gonna start off with this one. Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last set of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. I really like that one personally. I agree with a lot of the stuff he says. He's just super cool guy. I love his quotes. This is another good one. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. We also have, those who have a why to live can bear with almost any how. So those are a few by him. Next, we're going to go into Nelson Mandela. I think we're going to read a few more fun facts about Viktor E. Frankl in a bit, but we're going to go back and forth. So Nelson Mandela was a South African anti-apartheid leader who spent 27 years in prison for resisting racial segregation. After his release, he helped end apartheid and became South Africa's first black president in 1994. He's remembered as a global symbol of justice, forgiveness, and human rights, inspiring movements for freedom worldwide. So we're going to go into some quotes by him. I also really like his quotes as well. They're both very wise men. Running taught me valuable lessons. In cross-country competition, training counted more than intrinsic ability, and I could compensate for a lack of natural aptitude with diligence and discipline. I applied this in everything I did. So I really like this one, because before I even found this quote, I'm not saying I'm as smart as Nelson Mandela, first of all. He way more wise than I will ever be. But I kind of had this thought in my head. I thought that honestly, with hard work, you can do more than talent can. Natural talent. Because if you're naturally talented at something, but only practice like once a week, then you're not going to be as good as the guy who practiced 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. You know what I mean? Even if you have that natural talent, that dedication can close the gap so quick. This is a crazy example to pull, but you can see it in Goku and Vegeta. Vegeta had more natural strength in their first battle, but Goku's drive and hard work and training, he surpassed Vegeta very quickly and became the first Super Saiyan. Very random tangent, but I thought it fit it perfectly, so why not? Another quote by him is, "If you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his language, that goes to his heart." We're going to read a few more too. "Money won't create success. The freedom to make it will. If you want to make peace with your enemy, you have to work with your enemy. Then he becomes your partner. Courageous people do not fear forgiving for the sake of peace. When the water starts boiling, it is foolish to turn off the heat. There are so many men and women who hold no distinctive positions, but whose contribution towards the development of society has been enormous. If there are dreams about a beautiful South Africa, there are also roads that lead to their goal. Two of these roads could be named goodness and forgiveness. Apart from life, a strong constitution and an abiding connection to the Thembu royal house, the only thing my father bestowed upon me at birth was a name." We're going to do one more, and then we're going to read a few more quotes by Viktor E. Frankl, and then we're going to go into another song break. "I was not a messiah, but an ordinary man who had become a leader because of extraordinary circumstance." So now we're going to go into more Viktor E. Frankl quotes. I'm pulling up right now for you. So while I do that, how has everybody's day been? I hope everybody's doing good. And I hope if you're not doing good, that you can learn something from the position you're in and do better in the future. And I hope you feel better in the future regardless too. It's been a long day for me. And for some reason, I have the feeling it was that way for a lot of you guys as well. I hope you guys could take something from these quotes and use them to have a better day, as cheesy as that sounds. When I'm sad, I like reading inspirational quotes, and it can cheer me up sometimes. So yeah. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space, our power is to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom.
Man, I really like Viktor E. Frankl's quotes. They're so insightful. And as somebody who's not religious personally, I don't find meaning in any religion, but I do find that meaning is what you make of it. And you could choose to say there's no meaning, but that would lead down a very bad road. That's nihilism. And most nihilists aren't too happy. I think we build our own meaning, and be it friends, family, a job, a life's purpose. It could even be helping people, you know? So yeah, a lot of his quotes really resonate with me.
The one more forgets himself by giving himself to a cause or to serve another person to love, the more human he is. Happiness must happen, and the same holds for success. You have to let it happen by not caring about it. We who lived in concentration camps can remember the men who walked through the huts, comforting others, giving away their last piece of bread. Being human always points and is directed to something or someone other than oneself, be it a meaning to fulfill or another human being to encounter.
So I think I'm going to leave it off with that. Very insightful quotes. I really like reading his stuff. I actually never read his A Search for Meaning book yet. It is on my to-read list. And looking at his quotes, I'm excited to read it personally. So yeah. Now we're going to go into another song. We're going to play Blackbird by The Beatles. I hope you guys enjoy. And when we come back, we're going to list some more community events and go into some fun facts. Without further ado, I hope you guys enjoy.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.
Cause I thought this was
I fervently want some tightrope. Loose end, I fervently want some time. No wine, no elixir, no spirits can make me whole. I just think I could use some time.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was Loose Rein by Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners. Fun fact, that song is not about a person named Loose Rein. It is actually a city in Switzerland he's talking about. For the longest time when I was listening to that song, I thought he was talking about like his ex or something, but he's actually talking about a place that he visited and probably found a lot of meaning in, so yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Cool way to relate it to today's theme, which is meaning. So yeah, we're gonna do some fun facts now. Today's topic is about the cold. It is getting very chilly out. I've been having to wear a coat, which I dislike. I like feeling the air of the outside on my skin. It gives me some energy. It just makes me feel human, if that makes sense. So having to wear a jacket, I just don't like it. I don't know, man. But because of that, I figured might as well learn something about it so it's not all negative. And we can turn an inconvenience into some knowledge. So next time it inconveniences you, you can just be like, hey, at least I'm smart about it. So first of all, being in the cold can make you burn more calories than if you're not in the cold or even warm. And the reason behind it, a lot of people think that being in the heat will make you sweat more, which will make you lose weight. But when your body is cold, it has to work harder to stay warm, which can burn extra calories through shivering and generating heat. So yeah. Next off, we have the coldest temperature ever on Earth. See, when I was looking into this, I was thinking, what, like, it couldn't be anywhere below negative 50, right? That's way below freezing. But the lowest recorded temperature in Antarctica, very fitting, right, was at Vostok Station, and it was at negative 128 degrees Fahrenheit, or negative 89 degrees Celsius. That's crazy cold. I don't think a lot of you guys even know how cold that is. That's so cold, it can freeze exposed skin in under a minute. This was in 1983, so I'm not sure if it's been as cold since. I don't think it has been, because that is the coldest temperature ever recorded on Earth. But, yeah. I don't think we're going to beat that at this rate with global warming. I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but, like, man, it's been warming up. Like, I feel like upstate New York, in the region where you guys are listening to this, usually gets snow by late November. Or at least it did when I was a kid. I could be wrong about that. It could just be, like, nostalgia. Because when I was a kid, I was excited when it snowed. I was looking forward to it. But now I just kind of dismiss it more. So maybe there's some sampling bias in that. But I feel like it's been snowing a lot less in New York. But yeah. Anyways, cold air is denser. Sound travels faster in cold air than in warm air because of it. And some people say your voice can sound different on a cold day than on a warm day. So I find that super interesting, because sound's a vibration, so just the temperature of the air can affect how that travels. And that's just weird to think about. Next off, we have some people get happier in the cold. Cold weather can trigger your body to release more endorphins, and this can improve your mood and alertness. See, I actually didn't know this was a thing before researching it, and I would always wonder why I would want to run in cold weather. I thought it was my body's way of telling me, hey, you gotta warm up, it's cold out, you know, you need to, I'm not seeing enough movement. But your body itself releases endorphins. So, yeah. And alertness as well, which could partly be why they say if you're somebody who struggles to wake up in the morning, just the first thing you do being going outside before even getting any coffee or anything like that could actually wake you up a lot better. So that's a bonus fun fact. Next off, we have the coldest inhabited place on Earth. Not to be confused to the place that was the record coldest. This place is cold more often and is more consistently cold. More average temperature cold than just a one-time outlier. So this is, I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing this. Bear with me, guys. Oyamayakon, Siberia. I probably butchered that, but it's a place in Siberia, and its temperatures average around negative 58 degrees Fahrenheit to negative 90 degrees Fahrenheit. That's negative 50 to negative 68 Celsius. And what's even crazier is people still live there. Now, me personally, if I lived there, I would constantly be trying to get out. Like, I would make it my life mission to move away from the cold. And I'm somebody who enjoys the cold, right? I thrive in the cold. When it's hot in the summer, it sucks all the life out of me. But even me, in, like, those Siberians, no competition, right? Imagine growing up in negative 58 degrees Fahrenheit as an average, as the lower end of the average. Like, you can't even go outside to play as a kid. On the plus side, I was gonna say on the plus side, right? But imagine how many days off they get from school because of the cold and the snow. I was going to say on the plus side because I hated going to school as a kid. But at the same time, it's going to be so cold, you crave human interaction at that point, because you're going to be locked inside 24/7. So that's not even a plus side at that point, which is kind of sad. Yeah, I would never want to live there personally. Shout out to anybody who has lived there or does live there, because you're superhuman at that point, bro. Like, you win. But yeah, those are the fun facts about the cold. We're going to go into another song, and when we come back, we're going to do the rest of the tier list from earlier, and then we're going to go into the word of the day. I hope you guys have enjoyed today's show so far. We don't have any of the kids from Clubhouse joining us today. I think there's an event going on at the school or something, because usually on a Friday, there's a lot more people here. So it is just you and me, and whoever else is chilling in the car with you. I see you, Brittany, in the front passenger seat. What are you doing? Did you do your homework? Come on. But yeah, without further ado, we're going to go into Coffee by Biba Doobie. Such a fun name to say. Biba Doobie. Hope you guys enjoy.
Skulls my glass. Democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. You already are.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, we had a pretty good show. We talked about some community events happening around Columbia and Greene County and the surrounding areas. And then we went into some fun facts. We did a bit of a tier list. But I thought that was kind of boring, so then we moved on to some motivational quotes. And I hope you guys have enjoyed the show so far. We're at the point where it is time for the word of the day. So I get my word of the day from the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. It's my favorite book of all time, and I'm going to read a brief description from the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows.com. The word sadness originally meant fullness, to be filled to the brim with some intensity of experience. It's not about despair or distraction or controlling how you're supposed to feel. It's about awareness, setting the focus to infinity and taking it all in, joy and grief at once, feeling the world as it is, the world as it could be, the unknown and the unknowable. Closeness and distance and trust in the passage of time and all the others around you who are each going through the same thing. The Romans called it lacrimae rerum, the tears of things. We call them obscure sorrows. Already, you guys can tell this is some top-notch writing. So, I try not to do multiple words a day because I could go to their website and read all of them and call that a show, but I think it makes it more special if we just do one a day, you know? It's like candy. If you eat a bunch of candy, then it becomes kind of gross, and if it's sour candy, your tongue will start to hurt, and you just get all that sugar, you end up crashing, it's not good. But if you have, like, some candy every now and then, it's pretty cool. Like, let's be honest, let's keep it $1.50, but yeah. Without any more of my babbering, here is the word of the day. Ringlorn. Adjective. The wish that the modern world felt as epic as the one depicted in old stories and folktales. A place of tragedy and transcendence, of oaths and omens and fates, where everyday life felt like a quest for glory. A mythic bond with an ancient past, or a battle for survival against a clear enemy, rather than an open-ended parlor game where all the rules are made up and all the points don't matter. The word's etymology is from ring, a key element in many myths and sagas, and lorn, sorely missing. Pronunciation of the word is ringlorn. So yeah, like I said, I wish I could do more, but that would take the specialness out of it. Then it'd be words of the day instead of word of the day. And that just doesn't have the same ring. so I can't do that. Instead, though, I can play you guys out into another song. I hope you guys have enjoyed my music selection today. You might have noticed it's a little bit sad. I don't know why. When it comes to the fall and winter, my music taste shifts from happier, upbeat, rock and rap songs to like more slow folk rock and slow sad rock vibes. But that's just me. Do your guys' music taste change with like the weather and the time of year? Let me know. But yeah, we're gonna go into Blue by Yunkai. One happy song to end it off, because I might have been bumming you out with the other choices. Yeah, that's it. I hope you guys had a great time today, and I hope you have a great rest of your nights.
Fly with you, will you be?